Amen. Take your Bible. Turn to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. The Bible says in verse number 9, he said, a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. I want to preach tonight for a few minutes, if God will be our help, on our Christian endeavor. Our Christian endeavor. Paul says here, in a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And said, after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. So he said that that we endeavored to go. And before, if you'll notice this, they was they and they. And then Brother Luke, as he's writing this, he says we. So somewhere in this transition period, Luke must have not been in the presence of them, but God moved in, and he moved them up, and Luke was there, and he said, we endeavored to go in. Thank God for that Christian endeavor today, that desire to do something for the Lord. We ought to have a desire, amen, ought to have that endeavor and desire to go and do a little bit of something to lift up the name of our Savior in the days and hour we live, amen. We're living in these last days, I believe with all my heart. People are starved to death for something, and they want just a little bit of courage, and that encouragement, it comes from the Lord, amen. If the Lord's ever encouraged you, and you're a child of God, you've been born again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to endeavor to encourage those others along the way, to help them out, like this man from Macedonia stood over there, and he cried out for them to come and help them. There's a whole lot of this world today around us that's crying the same thing. They're crying for us to come help them. But we can't do that, praise God, unless we've got that desire in our heart, that good Christian endeavor, praise God, to just reach out and touch someone. Let me just give you a couple endeavors that we're to have, praise God. We ought to be endeavored tonight, praise God, to be Christ encircled. We ought to have Christ around us. We ought to have Christ on us. He ought to be the most important thing in any of our lives today. Our life ought to be lived for and about Him. Amen. He's the most important thing that you can count on today. A lot of things you can't count on much, but I'm glad that you can count on Him. I'm glad that you can trust in Him, and He'll be there to help you. If you'll look in 2 Corinthians, you can see that Lord begins to speak, praise God, to these, His people in verse number 2. And he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Now, Paul's speaking about experiences he's had. Me and you have experiences as well, where we've had an encounter with the Lord, and we've seen the magnificence of God, even in the look in those pearly gates and those streets of gold. Glory, hallelujah. And that throne of grace where the great God of heaven sits and reigns. And he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one caught up to the third heaven. I praise God. He's talking about looking right over in the port of the glories into God's dwelling place. Praise the Lord. If we ever get hooked up and we get to looking over into God's dwelling place and we see Him in all His magnificence, His splendor, sitting on the throne of grace and mercy, praise God, in His glory. Boy, what a blessing that be. And Paul said, I got caught up and said, I got to looking over and I saw something. He said, in Christ, about 14 years ago. He said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up in the paradise. I want to say tonight, praise God, irrequivocally, one day in a little while, we're going to be caught up into paradise. One day in a little while, every one of us, praise God, for the glory of God, is going to be snatched out of here. Amen. Whether by death or by the rapture, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And boy, what a day that's going to be. Can you imagine when we leave behind all this hardship, all the sorrow, all the tears, all the anger,
anguish that this world has. Never have to worry about anything again. Because we'll go rise up out of here to go be with the Lord, and forever more shall we be with Him. What a day that'll be. Paul said, I got caught up. He said, caught up into paradise. And he said, I heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Praise God. But he said, of such an one will I glory, yet not of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. He said, praise God, it was something got a hold of me that took me above my anguish, took me above my infirmities, took me above the elements of this world and the elements of this world, and put me in the presence of an almighty God. And I got to peek over into glory, and I got to see the things that God desires. I say that God desires for us to see today if we'll get to looking for Him. I believe the reason the churches are failing is because we're not looking for the glory of God. We're not looking for His presence. We're not looking for His place in our lives, praise God, where we move up a little closer day by day and get to a place, amen, where we see Him like we've never seen Him before. Christ encircled in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Encircled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's around us, praise God. His presence is real in the things that we see and do. Praise God. That's that Christian endeavor, desiring to be a part of something that's far bigger than what we are. Amen. Looking with expectancy for what God's got in store for us on down the road. This old devil in the flesh, well, the flesh, it gives us more trouble than the devil. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the things of this world. And we forget about the promises that we have for the days to come. We forget about those high expectations from the throne of grace. It's God's God. And He wants to minister to our hearts. And He wants to meet our needs. And He wants to help us, praise God, through His grace and His mercy and that magnificent love that He has for us. If we'll just draw ourselves to Him and let Him draw us unto Him and give us the desires, praise God, we ought to have a strong, urgent desire to see the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to have a desire to be in His presence. Amen. We don't have to wait till you die. You can be in the presence of the Lord today. Amen. Praise God. If we just accept Him, if we just get caught up into paradise like old Paul did. You say, well, Paul was a special man. Praise God. He was a man that was saved through the grace of God, through the Holy Spirit dealing with his heart on the road to Damascus. He got in, praise God. And me and you get in the same way. Amen. Paul wasn't no better than me and you. He was just committed to the Lord. He had a Christian endeavor, praise God. The same thing these folks in Macedonia was wanting. They was wanting the touch of God. They was wanting somebody to come up and help them so that they could have that same touch, so that they could have that same experience with the Lord. I believe our families, I believe our people today is wanting that same experience, amen, with the Lord. Amen, praise God. They're going to get it. They can get it if we'll get our hearts right with God. Amen. If we'll become that living example of who Christ is. Amen. Is Christ encircled. Christ in us, praise God, even for His glory. So we see Christ encircled. Amen. Us in Christ and Christ in us. And then we see Christ enthroned. Amen. Christ the Lord of our lives. Sitting on the throne of grace in our life and in our hearts. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 5. He speaks of Christ as sanctified as Lord in our hearts. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man ask you of the hope that's in you. Praise God. With meekness and fear. He said, if we sanctify Him and we set aside God and we make a place in our hearts, God will begin to bless us and He'll come into that place and He'll feel. Hey, let me tell you something tonight. When God fills that place up in your heart, He takes away that void and He just explodes inside you and He fills that place so full of who He is, praise God. You can't stand it no more. Lord, hallelujah. It comes out on you. It oozes out your eyes. Praise God. It comes out your lips. And the next thing you know, when you set yourself aside, when you sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and you've had Him to come in, and you give Him that space, praise God. We've got to give Him that space so He can live and prevail, praise God. We've got to enthrone Him in our hearts. Amen. If you don't give Him that space. Now, we've said so many times, the Lord is a gentleman. But Jeff, He won't force Himself on you. He'll come knock on your heart's door and ask to come in. And boy, if we'll just open wide our heart's door and we'll let Him come in. Praise God, He'll enthrone Himself in us. He'll take up His abode. He'll settle in, praise God. And then we'll be able to give an answer to all those askers, the hope that's in us. With meekness and fear, we can say, glory, hallelujah, Jesus did that. Amen. It's the Lord that moved into our hearts. It's the Lord that made that difference. It's the Lord that takes that old man, praise God, pushes him out, and puts a new man inside us. Glory, we can't do it without Him. Amen. He is the one. That Christian endeavor, praise God, is to have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us. Not only encircling us in Christ, praise God, but enthroned in our lives. Setting up an encampment about us. Praise God, that God could get the glory. Amen. When you're encircled in Christ and you enthrone Him in your heart, you sanctify the Lord in your heart. You make a place for Him. I mean, a place that's real, a place that's consistent, a place that's regular. Amen. It's easy to go to church. Amen. It's easy to go to church, but praise God, it's not always easy to live a Christian life. Amen. Sometimes it's hard. But God, when we enthrone Him in our hearts, when we sanctify the Lord in our hearts, we give Him a place in our hearts, praise God, then everywhere that we go, it's church. Amen. Praise the Lord, it don't matter. You can be over at the farm, praise God, a bush hogging or a plow, whatever you need to do it, and God Almighty will be right there with you. Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to jump off and have you a spell. Just praise God and give Him glory. Neighbors, think you've lost your mind. That's all right. There's something down in you, praise God, that you can't contain. It's the Lord Jesus Christ enthroned in your heart. And when He's enthroned in your heart, not only is He enthroned, but Christ is empowered. Amen? Empowered, you can say with Brother Paul in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise God. I don't worry about what people think. I just jump up and praise God, and I give God glory, and I praise Him for just being so good to this little country boy. I ain't got much sense, but praise God, I've got a God, and a God that loves me, and He cares for me, and He helps me, and He encourages me, and He lifts me up. Sometimes when I'm down, He'll just pick me up and carry me. That's the God I serve today. And I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm empowered by a force that's far superior to me. Amen. There's a force, praise God, today that's out there, youngins, that's far superior to anything that we have here. Now, I know our military. We've got one of the greatest militaries in the world. We got some of the greatest men, women, praise God, serving this nation that they've ever been. Amen. Praise God, men that stand up and stand the test of time and do the things that they need to do. We've got weaponry that people's never, we don't even know about. Amen. I want to thank God that there's a power in Jesus Christ. There's an empowerment in the Lord, praise God, that's far superior to anything this country's got. It's stronger than the nuclear warheads. It's stronger than the tanks and the submarines. It's stronger, praise God, than anything that you could find anywhere in this world. And that's that empowerment through Jesus Christ the Lord. He's the one that pushes us on. He's the one that moves us forward. He's the one that encourages us, amen, to have that Christian endeavor. To keep on keeping on for Him because of the power that's in our lives. Amen. That explosive power of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise God, it'll blow the devil plumb out of you. Amen. Praise God, the Lord Jesus, amen. He'll blow the devil plumb out of you. It's explosive power. Praise God. And not only did it blow the devil, but praise God, He enlightens us. Amen. That Christ enlightening that we have. Praise God. In Ephesians chapter number 5, He said, Christ shall give thee light. Amen. That Christ will give you light. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter number 5 in verse 13. He said, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, He saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Watch this, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. So he said, listen, he said, there's a light that God turns on for you, and he helps you to see the darkness, praise God. He helps you see not only the darkness, but he helps you to see how to walk, praise God, so you don't stumble in the darkness, praise God. He said, it'll wake you up, praise the Lord. He said, he'll give you that awakening from the sleep and arising from the dead, praise in Christ, that'll give you that light. Christ is that light. He's that enlightenment that we need. Seeing that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. But he says, redeeming the time. That redeeming literally means to buy back the time. To take the time back that God gives us. Amen. So we can live circumspectly, so we can walk circumspectly, so we can do those things that's pleasing to God in our Christian endeavor. The Christian desire, the desires that we have to be pleasing unto Him. Praise the Lord. That we can, as he goes on down here and says, that we can give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He says, because God puts that in us. He said, that Christ enlightening that we have through our Savior, praise God, it's that turning that light on for us so we can see to turn the light on for others. Amen. If we could ever correspond with God, and realize what He's wanting to do for us. How He's wanting to enlighten us and give us that illumination from His power and His might. See, because when Christ empowers us and Christ enlightens us, praise God, we have all that we need. Because He's living in us, He's enthroned in our heart, He's empowering us and enlightening us, praise God, from the throne of grace, and He's given us everything that we'll need to serve Him and to love Him and to lift up His name so that others can see the magnificence of our Savior. He's nothing like Jesus. Amen? He's nothing like Jesus. He's never been anybody or anyone that's like the Lord Jesus Christ. One who loved us to death. Amen? So that we can have that joy unspeakable that He talks about. That joy, praise God, just to magnify God for His goodness and His mercy and His love. Not only do we have that enlightening from Christ, that we can see Christ, that we're given that magnificent light from heaven, but we all see Christ enjoyed. I enjoy my Christian faith, don't you? Amen, praise God. It's not a burden to be a Christian. It's not a burden, praise God. It's a privilege. And God, hey, listen, it's a challenge to be able to go out in the world and try to compel folks to get in. Just tell them about Jesus, how good He is, what He's done for us, what He's done for you. Amen. God has blessed us in so many ways. Hey, there's plenty of stuff for us to brag on Him about. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. Praise God. And we just begin to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 10. Paul says this to the Philippians. He said, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Amen? Praise God. He said, hey, listen, I know what your heart is. I know what you'd like to do. He said, praise God, but you lacked an opportunity, but glory, hallelujah. He said, I'm rejoicing in it. I'm rejoicing with you. I said, I just praise God that you have a desire to do something for Him, and it's not about me, but it's about Him, and you're trying your best to bring glory to His name. You're trying to lift Him up. You're trying just to do a little bit of something for Him while you can. And he said, boy, it's good that we can just come together and rejoice Him and rejoice in what He's able to do. Amen. Hey, we're not able to do a whole lot of things in this old world because we're hindered in so many ways. But God Almighty is able to do all things and do them well. And He says that we're rejoicing. He said, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. What the Lord? He said, I'm rejoicing in the Lord greatly because I know what He wants to do. He said, how you want to care for me? How you want to take care of me? Boy, what a blessing that is. He said, that's just not you, but He said, that's the love of God in you. He said, you've been enlightened, that light's turned on, and you've seen the necessity, praise God, to encourage and love on others. Amen. He's nothing no better, praise God, than just loving on people, trying to encourage them and help them along the way, especially when they're discouraged. Amen? Especially when they're downtrodden, especially when they're about to throw in the towel, when they're about to give up. So talking to a preacher the other day, talking about how the world is now and how people, they come to you and they're just so discouraged. Amen? They're so discouraged and they just don't know what to do. Don't know which way to turn. Or so they think, but they really do. Most people really know, praise God, where truth is. They know where help is. But if we ain't careful, we get discouraged. And we don't endeavor to seek out that help from the Lord. But Paul said, it's really encouraging. He said, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord, praise God, that in your life, carefully how you wanted to do that was good and good, do good to me. Amen. He said, you don't even realize it because you're wanting to do good and you're doing to do good to me. Thank God that God is going to bless you because you can't outgive God. Amen. Lord knows we've tried. Amen. You can't outgive Him. He's always good. He's always there to do just a little bit more for us than we can do for Him. Amen. Which makes sense. He's God and we're not. Amen. It's all His. It's all about Him. It's all about His goodness, His mercy, and His love to us. And He's promised that He'd take care of us. He'd help us. Amen. Praise God. So we can live out and we can have that joy. That joy unspeakable, praise God. That joy, that praise God, that you and I have through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing others in Christ. It makes all the difference in the world. We begin to see Christ. Amen. Then we not only begin to rejoice in Him, but then we begin to experience Christ. Amen. We begin to have that experience with Him. If you look over in Galatians chapter number 20, Galatians chapter number 2, verse number 20. Just see if you was paying attention. Galatians chapter number 2, verse number 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless. He said, in other words, I've died out to the world. He said, this world ain't got nothing for me. He said, I figured it out. I tried to run with the world. I tried to do for the world, but the world didn't have nothing for me. He said, but I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Now watch this. Watch his experience. Not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen? He said, what made a difference in me is not me, but it's Christ in me. So that's where the experience comes in. See, I think a lot of times the church is missing the experience. Amen? We're missing the experience. We know who Jesus is, and we know that we've got to be saved. We know we've got to confess our sins. We know that we've got to get in. We've got to ask the Lord to be our Lord and Savior. But it's that experience with Christ living in us. He said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. He said, so now I'm living the experience. So we can say as Christians today, brother, we're living the experience. Amen. We know who Jesus is. We know He died for our sins. We know He rose victorious over death in the grave. He got out of that grave, victorious over death in the grave. And praise God. Now we're living the experience. Amen. That's enough to make Kobab shout. You shout all the way to the house on that. We're living the experience. Now the old flesh and the devil would like to hinder us and slow us down and back us up. But praise God, we're living the experience of Lord Jesus Christ. An experience because the life that we live, we're living in Him. And He's living in us. Praise God, in the life that's now, we live in the flesh, praise God, is because of faith, is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our life today. Amen. That's what motivates us. That's what moves us ahead. That's what keeps us going. That's why we don't give up and we don't give in. Amen? We just stay with the Lord. We know, praise God, we're living by faith. We're trusting Him that no matter what happens in this world, one day it's going to be far better. One day we're going to leave out of this place. We're going to go be with that place, in that place of perfection, that place of hope and that place of help, that place of encouragement, that place of absolute love, that place of absolute purity. That place of absolute goodness. The presence of a one that's absolutely good. Amen. Why? Because He loved me. Amen. He said, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me. Amen. I'm glad He loved me, but I'm glad that He still loves me. Amen. Listen, hey, just because you got saved don't mean He loves you any less. Amen. Because you got saved means He loves you even more. Amen. Now Jesus Christ, He did everything He could for you when He died for you to save you. But that didn't stop Him from loving you and offering Himself to do more for us, praise God, down the road. He continues to encourage us in heaven. He said, in the life that I live, is I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Amen. He gave it all. He paid it all. So we live in the experience of Jesus Christ in us, praise God, what He's done for us. We've experienced Him living in our hearts, loving us like He does, caring for us with a godly care. Amen. Knowing what you need before you ever ask. And willing and able to meet all of our needs. He said He had not seen the righteous forsaken, nor He seed begging bread. Amen. It's another, he said, I will provide for you. He said, I will take care of you. Do you believe that? Amen. I believe that with all my heart. The Lord said it. I've seen it. Amen. In other words, I've experienced it. I've had the Lord take care of me. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've had others that God say, Brother James back there, praise God, the Lord took care of him. He brought him through some situations. Amen. Probably the time that James didn't even realize he needed him, but he knew, praise God, he was there. And he delivered him from some horrendous situations. God be the glory. I'm there because he's sitting back here tonight. Praise God. I give God the glory for that. Amen. He took care of him, but he doesn't care no more for him than he does for me and you. He takes the same care of us. He loves us, youngins. Praise his name. He loves every one of us. He cares for us. Praise God. And Paul said to the Galatians, he said, it's because of Christ in me that I have that hope. Amen. Glory to God. He said that experience that we have with him. That's what we've ever won, have. Wherever we've been, whatever we've done, whatever God's brought us through, it's an experience with the Lord. Boy, we got a lot to praise Him for. We got a lot to give Him glory for because of the experience that we've had with Him. Amen. And that experience ought to be something that keeps growing. That experience ought to be something that keeps getting bigger and bigger. It ought to be Christ expanding Himself in us. Amen. I pray every day, Brother Bobby, that people could see more of Him and less of me. Amen? That they could see more of Christ every day and less of me. I don't want to be seen. I want Jesus to be seen. He's the most important part. Amen? He's the one that we need to magnify and lift up. He's the one that needs to be expanded. Amen? So in order to see Christ expanded, if you look back over in Ephesians chapter number 4, Ephesians chapter number 4, in verse number 15, Paul says this to the Ephesians. He said, Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. So he says, listen, let me get the right book and help us. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 15. Amen. Now, Paul was talking about that to the Philippians about what that took place in Macedonia. Amen. Even though I messed up, God put us in the right place because that's where He's done. He come out of Macedonia and God blessed him up there and God had met his need, praise God, because that's who God is. That's what God does. Amen. But he says in Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse 15, he said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So he said that in this world, he said, we're tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmanship, whereby you lie in wait to deceive. He said, but speaking the truth in love, he said, that's what makes the difference. Speaking the truth in love. The reason we minister to people, we tell them about Christ and what thus says the Word of God. Now, it may contradict their lifestyle. I'm finding that the more I tell people about the Lord, the more it contradicts their lifestyle. They don't really want to hear it because then they're going to have to change their lifestyle. The world had rather you change the Bible to their lifestyle. But we can't do that. God doesn't tolerate sin. And what God says is sin is still sin. Amen? So he said, what we got to do, we've got to speak the truth in love. Now, you can tell people the truth as long as you do it with a heart of love. I told Brother R.A. White, my great mentor, I loved him to death. What a great man of God. And an old preacher told me, he said, now preacher said, when you get out there and you get the pastor and stuff, said you're going to have to be careful. There's some things in this Bible that you just got to leave alone. You can't preach them or you'll lose your congregation. And I thought, wow, okay. And then Brother R.A. White come along and I said, brother, I got a question. I said, an old preacher told me this, and I just wonder about this. He said, there's some things in this blessed old King James Bible that you just can't preach, amen, that you just need to leave alone so you don't hurt people's feelings and lose the congregation. Brother R.A. White put his arm around, he patted that old black back Bible he carried. He said, son, you can preach anything in here as long as you preach it with a heart of love. Amen. He said, just stay with the stuff and just preach it in love and your people will stay with you and they'll get help from the Lord and you'll press on for His glory. He said, there's no room for compromise. Amen. And what Paul is saying here, what Paul is preaching to the Ephesians, he said, but speak the truth in love. And he said, you may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He said, when we begin to preach the truth and we begin to receive the truth and we begin to live in the truth, he said, then we begin to grow up in the truth. Amen? And the Bible says the truth makes you free. Amen? And when you're free in Him, you're free indeed. We got freedom from the Lord, freedom from the throne of grace, praise God, like we've never had before. So Paul said, hey, listen, in our Christian endeavor, praise God, the thing that we ought to endeavor to do is just love the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another. He said, that's the full thing. That's the full commandment that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love God Almighty and we love our neighbor as Christ loved us. And we love our neighbor even as Jesus loved us and gave Himself for us. He said, that's the full endeavor. He said, that's the full impact. He said, that's Christ in the expanded version. Amen. Where He speaks to our heart. Amen. In our Christian endeavor, praise God, to walk with Him. Amen. In one mind and one accord, seeking His will, that the experience and the joy and the peace and the power and the enthronement and the encirclement, praise God, will be from Him to usward who believe. That God begins to manifest Himself to us in so many different ways. In so many ways that we can't, you got to like one or two of them. I like them all. Amen. I like them all. God's just so good to us. I like everything about Him. I like His hope. I like His help. I like His promises. I like His future. Oh man, His future has such a great aspects in it. Amen. Even as Paul looked at it and he looked over, got to peek over in glory, and he said, youngins, you ain't gonna believe this. Amen. Praise God, it's gonna get better farther on. Praise God. He said, just climb up a little bit higher, and when you get higher enough to peek over into glory. Amen. You see that magnificent city. Amen. Glory to God, those gates of pearl, those streets of gold. You say, preacher, you really believe that? That's going to be waiting. Praise God that God said so. Amen. He said it and I believe it. Amen. That's what makes us Christians. Amen. God said it and we believe it. I mean, if you don't believe it, then it makes you an unbeliever. God says it. Hey, I'm going to believe it to the best of my ability. Now, when we get there, hey, there may be things that I've misinterpreted. But praise God, I'm going to try to interpret it the best I can to what God says. Because I believe what He says. Amen. Praise God. And that our Christian endeavor, and that's what it is. It's just believing what God says. Taking Him at His Word. Amen. Because His Word will stand when nothing else is. Praise God. Ain't you glad to add for that? Ain't you glad that this blessed old book ain't something that'll be all changed and contradicting itself tomorrow? The same Word of God that stood for my generation and your generation and our grandfather's generation is the same God, same Word that'll stand to generations to come. And while people are trying to change it, trying to modify it, I say just leave it alone. Amen. You say, well, I just really don't understand it. Praise God. If you get Him in your heart He'll help you to understand it. See, the Bible says it's line upon precept. The line upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So if you don't understand something simply, He said, just go back and cross-reference. See, God's given us He's blessed us with cross-reference Bibles. We can go back in our Bible and we can cross-reference and go back to where He spoke of the same thing somewhere else. Because see, Peter said, the Bible is not of any private interpretation. Amen. He said, what men have told you here, somebody else has said it over here because God, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him. It's all about Him. And says what we do, we endeavor as Christians, praise God, to share the same gospel, the same word, the same truths that we've heard throughout the ages so that others might have an opportunity to get in. Amen. So that the gospel can truly, as Paul said, the gospel of truth, the truth and love of the gospel can be expanded to a lost and dying world. That's what it's about, youngins. Taking it from the church house to your house. Taking it from your house to your neighbor's house. And just compel them to get in. Encourage them to come to church. Encourage them to not only, hey, listen, we aren't just come to church, we're to come to church to get in. Amen. Have you noticed these young people that started coming to church? Brother Danny back there has been coming, and he's been pretty faithful the last few Sundays. He's like Matt, he's been coming just almost every Sunday morning, bringing his little family with him. What a blessing. And he's wanting to get in, he's wanting to do something. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, pray God, we ought to get fired up with them and want to do something too. We start pointing them in the direction. Amen. Getting them in here working with us. Seeking God, seeking His work, seeking His will. Amen. Witnessing everywhere you go. We're all supposed to be witnesses for Christ. It's the church's endeavor, the Christian endeavor to go to highways and the hedges, the Lord said, and compel them to get in. So that nobody will be left behind at His coming. Amen? So we just pray for it. We ask God that His will would be done in the hearts and lives of us and His people. His churches, amen, would be a place where the Spirit of God is moving. And we're seeing God moving in people. You and I. Amen? It's got to start somewhere. We ought to be in our Christian endeavor. It ought to start with us. You and me. Amen? Encouraging people in the Lord. In order to do that, we've got to be encouraged. And when we're encouraged, then we become encouragers in Christ. So that we can begin to see people changed. See them motivated and desirous of the magnificence of God.